Hey everybody, this is Louie from Technically Journalism, a web blog you can find by just Googling Technically Journalism. It focuses on what the name says, actually, just journalism and technology and how the two should kind of work hand in hand. I wanted to talk today about Google and some of the frustrations some of us may have with Google as journalists first and then users second. If you paid attention last week, Google Wave basically was announced it's going to let, they're going to let it bleed out. Google's going to stop developing for it, stop worrying about it, and it's just going to kind of die on the vine. And then if you look at Google Buzz, which I still don't know exactly what that's supposed to be. I guess it's supposed to be a Twitter kind of knockoff that incorporates photo streams and a bunch of other stuff. But nobody really uses it, and it's kind of, nobody really knows what to do with it. And it's kind of, if you're in social media as a job, if you're in journalism as a job, it becomes tedious to have to worry about that. All these services that are kind of similar in application and in the voice that you can put out. And then Google's phone, which has nothing to do with what I'm talking about, but Google's phone, the Nexus One, also kind of just died, and nobody bought it from, and at least in the masses, they didn't buy it, and now Google's going to stop putting it out. But if you focus on Wave and Buzz, the two social media services, and you see that they failed pretty significantly. I think Buzz is a failure. We'll see what happens if they can pull it out. And you wonder why Google can't put out social media products, why they have problems doing it when they rule the internet with their search engine and with everything else they're doing. It kind of frustrates you from our standpoint in that, you know, we're tasked with, as journalists, we're focusing so much on reaching readers and engaging them with comments and photos and videos and content, right? We're pushing our content to them through Twitter, through Facebook, through StumbleOn, and through Dig, and through all these services that are out there. We're trying to figure out ways that makes it easier for readers to reach our content, right? With texting and email alerts, and because we're finding that they don't always come to our website as much as maybe they did a year or two ago. Now they don't have to; they can load their phone and look at all these services, and they don't got to come to our website anymore. So with Wave and Buzz, you know, we had to decide early on, just journalists. We probably had to decide early on if we were going to use these services. And we got to figure out what they're about. And it's kind of annoying that the company puts these services out and doesn't do anything with them. But because it's Google, you have to pay attention and you have to use it and you have to go look at it and you have to create an account and you got to spend time with it. And then to have it fail is like you feel like you've wasted time on that service if your goal is to reach readers. So whatever Google does next, if they do something else, maybe they resurrect Wave, maybe they do something with Buzz, whatever they do next with social media, I just hope they develop for it. I hope to give it some time, because we have no choice but to at least look at the service and at least consider it. And everyone's so busy with Twitter and Facebook, we don't always have time to do another one. We don't have time to also Buzz and to also, you know, create user groups through Wave and to share content collaboratively through Wave, unless it works and unless it's something that we think the company is going to put some effort into and really, really focus on, not just put it out and expect some magical community to develop for it, because that just doesn't work, at least not yet. So, you know, Wave is dead. I like the product. I use it a lot at work. I use it as a gathering place for code and for stuff that I need across a bunch of different computers. I can just load it on there and load it on anything, any web-based product. Buzz, I have, obviously, because I have a Google account, but I don't really use it. I'm going to start to just because I feel like I should, but I don't really want to. It's kind of a useless product to me. But I just hope going forward that Google does more with social media. I hope they do more with mobile social media. I hope they do apps that are actually useful to us and then incorporate all their products. They have a lot of great products. I would love to see an app, a full-scale, full-fledged iPhone app that incorporates all the products and is presented nicely and neatly. You know, it's not going to be as Android-driven as it is. Android is totally Google, which is great. But I would like to see a better app interface for us. So that's just my two cents on Google. They don't know how to do social media just yet. I hope they figure it out, because they're a massive company with a lot of resources that I think journalists can benefit from if we just kind of wait it out a little longer and see what they can come up with. I hope you're doing well. It's my Monday. Actually, it's my Tuesday. It's probably your Monday. I'm about to go into work. I'm sitting outside my office. I'm about to go in and see what I can do today. Hope you guys are doing well. Take care. Again, if you want to find my blog, just Google Technically Journalism. It focuses entirely on what journalists can and should be doing with technology. And then every once in a while, you'll see a cat photo. So take care. Bye.